The death of Slobodan Milosevic is shrouded in mystery after it emerged. The former Yugoslav dictator believed he was being slowly and deliberately killed by doctors. Milosevic was found dead in his cell in The Hague on Saturday morning. An autopsy has confirmed he suffered a fatal heart attack. But his legal advisor, Zdenko Tomanovic, is among those close to him who've implied Milosevic did not die of natural causes at all, but was in fact poisoned. Tomanovic raised his concerns when he spoke to the press earlier.
One issue is whether Milosevic claims that he was being poisoned was justified or not. Furthermore, another issue is whether we can find reliable proof of the long-lasting systematic damage of his, to his health. But in any case, the central issue is whether or not Mr. Milosevic had been receiving appropriate medical treatment.
There he is, Zdenko Tomanovic, who also cited a letter that Milosevic sent to the Russian government on Friday, just a few hours before his death, in which he said he was receiving inadequate medical treatment. So there's a conspiracy theory afoot. We can examine it a bit more closely with Professor John Henry, a toxicologist from St. Mary's Hospital in London. He's in our Westminster studio. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
And of course, until the toxicology report is published, we can do little more than speculate. But one thing is certain, Mr. Milosevic was convinced someone was out to get him.
Quite clearly, he wrote a very long letter just the day before he died. This is pretty surprising, really. It means that he had some sort of suspicions. He wasn't just paranoid. He had some reason for thinking that something was going on. On the other hand, he was an ill man. He was under treatment for blood pressure and other problems. And it doesn't take a lot to upset the equilibrium and kill somebody who's got on a lot of medication.
Just to be a bit more detailed about it, Dutch television is reporting that a blood sample from Milosevic showed traces of drugs which are used to treat leprosy or tuberculosis, and if they had been put in his bloodstream, they would have neutralised the drugs that were supposed to be treating his heart condition.
Yes, I know about that. It's a drug called rifampicin, widely used, but how did it get there? Did he want it put into him? Did he take it? Did somebody give it to him willingly or unwillingly? Did he play around with his own medication to make himself more ill so that he could get into hospital? I mean, at the moment, I mean, it's just a sort of complete sort of soup full of ingredients with nothing really adding up.
Someone could poison him by putting something in his food. He wouldn't necessarily spot it, you think?
Yes, this particular drug is pretty reddish. It makes your urine red and your tears red. But if you put it into carrot cake, well, who's to know?
And are there other drugs like that that could be introduced with even less redness?
There are other substances you can introduce to people and make them ill. Yes, true. But well, the one that was found was this particular drug, rifampicin.
So if somebody had been trying to poison him, they chose a slightly odd way, you think, given that he would have been saying to people, wait a minute, I'm having these side effects.
It is odd. It's very, very odd. You just don't know whether it was done to him against his will, whether it was done to him without him knowing, or whether he actually got hold of some of the drug because he wanted to make himself more ill and get taken to Moscow or get taken somewhere else for treatment.
I hesitate to ask this question, but if you were trying to poison him, what would you do?
Well, there are things that you can slip into people's food which would be very difficult to trace. And I'd better not say what I think.
You'd better not go into too much detail, but there are poisons that are not traceable even if somebody goes into a corpse looking for them, are there?
Well, most things are traceable if you know what you're looking for. The thing is that, you know, if you take 10 mils or 20 mils of blood, you can use it up doing test after test, and in the end you've got nothing left to continue testing. And that's one of the problems. The sample's all gone, and then years or months later, somebody may come up with an answer, and you can't test for it because there's no sample left.
Let me just speak, if I can, to Radomir Putnikovic, who's former vice president of the Serbian Unity Congress, and I gather you are very suspicious.
I am, yes. Well, whoever asking this question, whether Milosevic was poisoned or not, I have to consider two or three points. One is point that once more in Geneva in 1994, it was an attempt on his life. Then during NATO intervention from March to June 1999, his house was bombed. Of course, it was an attempt to kill him. So who is innocent on this side? And another thing which is very important for British public to know, that Milosevic last few months have brought to the Hague Tribunal a few very important facts. One is that Bin Laden was in touch was present with Izet Begovic in heap of the war, civil war in Bosnia, and that was done with full knowledge of British and American intelligence and the government. And of course, how is it embarrassing now to know these facts? Because the same Bin Laden and Mujahideen, which was coming in Bosnia with full knowledge of British and American government, are now hitting Americans and British troops in Afghanistan and Iraq.
There
are a lot of embarrassing things which Milosevic uncovered last few months.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for airing your suspicions there. And just finally, if I could, to Professor John Henry, just in terms of your own expertise and the way that poison can be used in politics, we shouldn't forget Viktor Yushchenko, who was at the centre of a plot during the Ukrainian election. People will remember his face suddenly aged about 20 years, and I gather you spotted what the poison was.
Yes, I made a suggestion, and once I made that suggestion, everybody wanted to contact me. I got very, very frightened because I thought if they can do it to him, they can do it to me as well.
And the suggestion was that it was dioxins.
Yeah, exactly.
And you were right.
That was confirmed. A couple of weeks later, they held a press conference.
I was just going to say, that must be about the most ineffective poison one could possibly use, because a campaigning politician finds his face suddenly ages 20 years. It's not exactly untraceable, is it?
No, but it's a very difficult substance to detect, and they had to send the sample all the way from Austria over to the Netherlands, where there was an expert who could measure it.
Thank you. Fascinating. Good to talk to you. Professor John Henry, he's a toxicologist from St Mary's Hospital in London. We were discussing President Milosevic, ex-president, found dead in his cell at The Hague. Heart failure, yes, but question marks about whether somebody poisoned